Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Attorney General William Barr, one of President Donald Trump's staunchest allies, is resigning amid lingering tension with the president over the president's baseless claims of election fraud and the investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son. Trump said the attorney general submitted his letter of resignation during a visit to the White House Monday. Trump says Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting attorney general. U.S. President-elect Biden is telling Americans that democracy prevailed after electors across the country cast votes affirming his victory in last month's election. Not even an abuse of power can stop a peaceful transition, Biden said, just hours after members of the Electoral College voted in every state and the District of Columbia, formally giving Biden more than 270 electoral votes needed to certify his election victory. Biden says, "What beats deep in the hearts of the American people is this democracy." Whether his message of unity will have any effect remains to be seen. Top Republicans have mostly continued to back President Trump in his unsubstantiated claims of rigged election. And even once Biden takes power, and unlikely to give him any of the traditional honeymoon period, Biden is preparing to assume the presidency on January the 20th. An elderly Canadian woman received the COVID-19 vaccine Monday in Quebec as the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was rolled out in Canada and here in the United States. Canada kicked off its inoculation campaign against COVID-19 by injecting frontline health care workers, elderly nursing home residents, becoming the third nation in the world to administer the vaccine. Via remote, this is VOA News. Here in the U.S., a bipartisan group of lawmakers is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal that was unveiled Monday includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments and provisions shielding businesses from lawsuits related to the virus. But the path forward is unclear, as congressional leaders and the Trump administration authorities are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding, possibly by a hoped-for deadline, midnight Friday, to deliver a completed package to President Trump. The kidnappers of more than 300 students from the government-signed secondary school in Nigeria are demanding a government ransom to free them. Katsina's state governor said the boys were taken during an attack on their school Friday night. A joint rescue operation was launched Saturday by Nigeria's police, Air Force, and Army, according to the government. The military was in a gunfight with the bandits after locating their hideout in the Zangopala Forest Saturday, according to a statement from the president's office. Authorities say when the school was attacked, the police engaged in a gunfight with the gunmen, allowing many of the students to scale the school's fence and run for safety. Ethiopia sent civil servants in Tigray back to work Monday and ordered gun owners to disarm as President Abiy Ahmed's government attempts to restore normality in the northern region after weeks of war. The Abiy has declared victory over the former local ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. The powerful TPLF dominated federal government for nearly three decades before anti-government protests propelled Abiy to office in 2018. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara is beginning a controversial third term in office while appealing to the opposition to help in tensions after election-related violence claimed dozens of lives. Ouattara promised the creation of a national reconciliation ministry in the next government while stressing that violence and intolerable acts should not go unpunished. And Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam acknowledged there is room for improvement in her administration's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. She made that comment during her weekly press conference on Tuesday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.